Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 107 for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning following gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, with the nearby November contract checking in at $472.80 per ton. Some northern areas of Brazil require more rain for the soybean crop down there, while other places in the southern part of the country could do with some drier weather. Canola continues to hold support at key levels on the charts. European rapeseed futures were higher, and commercial production was steady, which supported values. However, the Canadian dollar, which was initially lower in the wake of last night's federal election, has turned higher, which put pressure on prices. Malaysian palm oil was weaker, which dragged on values. Canola faces stiff competition from other vegetable oils, while the U.S. soybean harvest progresses rapidly. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were up 8 to 9 cents, with the most active November contract checking in at $9 a bushel. Improving demand for supplies and investor short covering led prices higher this morning. The USDA reported that private exporters had booked sales of 132,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery in the 2015-16 marketing year. Much of those supplies are earmarked for China. That has eased some concerns by analysts of slow foreign demand. Corn was 3 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.75 per bushel. Prices were correcting themselves somewhat after the U.S. dollar pushed values down to a five-week low yesterday. Corn harvest progress was pegged at 59% harvested compared to 42% last week and just above the five-year average of 54%. Favorable harvest weather forecasts in the Midwest limited the gains. U.S. wheat is 2 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $4.88 a bushel. There is talk that production in Australia and Ukraine will be lower due to excess dryness. The U.S. winter crop was 76% seeded as of Sunday. That's right in line with the average pace, and the crop appears headed for a decent fall start. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 20th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.